We're back with Sid Hartman. Sidney, anything new from the sheriff, Mr. Green, over there with the Vikings at Winter Park today?
Well, I was out there today, and people were asking him about the heat, and he was very happy to see it get hot in Minneapolis, St. Paul here the last few days, and because they expect a real hot day in Phoenix, and the hot weather at times has hurt some of those clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, I'm glad it got hot. It was hot out there this morning when they practiced. Got through about 1 o'clock, was 80 above. And but when I talked to somebody else, one of the players, the heat is all a mental thing. Both teams got to play in the same heat, and the fact that the Phoenix team practice in the heat all the time doesn't mean anything.
So. Who are they going to have blocking Swan?
Dave Dixon.
Is he back?
He's back.
Well, that's good news, because this Swan,
he's a big horse,
and he could really harass our quarterback, Mr. Johnson.
I'm told that Dixon has done a decent job on him in the past.
Well, that's encouraging. Phoenix is a 1-point choice, and Sid, Morgan Mundane is picking Phoenix.
Yeah, well, I kind of agree with him. I think they're tough to beat down there. They should have beat the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Yep, they had them down 18-14 with about 2 minutes left, and then
blew it. And then they gave up a touchdown, and then Mr. Butler missed 2 field goals in the fourth quarter. That really hurt them.
Will Eddie Murray be able to get the ball into the end zone when he kicks off?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. They missed that Berger. Berger could kick in the end zone, but he re-injured himself last week trying to kick off, and he might not kick off the rest of the season. He'll continue to punt, but that's about it.
What's new with the Gophers before they take off for Michigan State?
They took off. They're 24-point underdogs, and Michigan State might be as good as any team in the Big Ten. They've got some great superstars, and I think if the Gophers can make it close tomorrow, I think it'd be a good victory.
Moral victory. Sid, how close did the Gophers under Wacker get to recruit McFadden, who was a star at Eden Prairie High School here? And he'll play against the Gophers tomorrow for Michigan State.
They couldn't get him in school.
Oh, they couldn't get him in school.
He went to a prep school.
Mm-hmm.
Then he went to Michigan State. He was ineligible the first year.
Why didn't Minnesota send him to a prep school then?
Well, he went to prep school on his own. And
oh, he did? Yeah. Oh, I see.
He went out east, and then he came back, and he went to Michigan State. And I don't know. They had some problems getting him in school. And maybe he chose Michigan State. He wanted to go there.
Yeah. Okay, Sid, anything else?
No, I just want to tell you I love you.
Okay, baby.
Wish you the best, and we're going to really miss you, and I hope that maybe about 6 months from now you say, well, I'm going to come back like Boone and Erickson.
Okay, Sid. Thanks for that sentiment.
Bye.
Thank you. That's the Oracle, Sidney Hartman. And Sid and I have had a nice relationship all these years, and he's been a real asset to this show, because this is the man who works harder than anybody else in sports in this market. I've said it before. What I want to do with Sid is not all this monkey business and yelling and screaming and pretending to put each other on that show business. I don't do that with Sid. I elicit the information because he's got it. Okay, it is 9 before 5 o'clock.